Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Prophecy, which is the teaching of God's prophetic word, is in crisis. And that's because present-day prophecy teachers are doing what they're doing. That's the headline. I'll have more details in just a moment when I bring author and broadcast partner David James behind these microphones. He's written two books on the subject, and he'll help us understand more details behind this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, as we consider the matter of prophecy, that's what we've been focused on today, and the importance of handling the Word of God correctly, there seems to be a growing trend that you deal with in a seminar that you have called Prophecy in Crisis. Talk to us about it.
Well, you know, it's been almost 5 years ago in January when Jonathan Cahn first came out with his book, The Harbinger, and then in 2014 he followed it up with The Mystery of the Shemitah, and of course I wrote books rebutting both of his books, and it has to do with people taking the Word of God out of context, misapplying Scripture, misrepresenting history, misusing statistics and things like that to prove points and try to connect dots that can't be connected concerning current events and prophecies in the past. And of course, Mark Biltz and John Hagee came out with their books on the Blood Moon Tetrad. We passed that in September of 2015, and nothing happened. As we said, they were mishandling Scripture, and of course, those things that they said would happen, including the tribulation and the return of Christ, they just didn't happen. And then there's another branch that we've called Nephilim UFO eschatology, where men like L.A. Marzulli, Tom Horn, Steve Quayle, Doug Hamp, Gary Stearman even, unfortunately, have got caught up in talking about that demons are going to be using UFOs, and there's going to be UFO encounters, and that there are Nephilim on the earth today. The Antichrist is going to be a Nephilim, that fallen angels in Genesis 6 were involved with DNA manipulation. That's just speculation and wild sensationalism. And then there's another trend that's anti-dispensationalism. The neo-covenant guy is saying that dispensationalism is a wrong way to look at Scripture. And then those who are against the pre-trib understanding of the rapture of the church, like Joe Schimmel, Joel Richardson, Jacob Prash. These are all things that put prophecy in crisis, I believe.
Yes, I would have to agree with that. Amen and amen. Well, a lot of these prophecy teachers who tend to specialize in the sensational have gained quite a following, whether it be through their books or DVDs, through television programs and radio interviews that they do, and even some are holding major conferences around the nation.
Well, that's true. You know, The Harbinger was the number one Christian book of 2012, and a lot of these sensationalist claims and all these things, they attract people's attention, and it gets people away from the solid study of the Word of God. And it's really unfortunate that people start following personalities rather than the prophetic Word of God.
David James, author and broadcast partner, right here on Prophecy Today with details on this story. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And let me quickly remind you that 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19 says that we have a more sure word of prophecy, and we should be studying it today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...